Hello, everybody. My name is Adrian. I am the owner of the Bush Waxing Boutique located here in Fort Worth, Texas, and you are listening to Beauty in the Bush. Okay, hello, you guys. This is part two. So we have drank one bottle of Prosecco, and we are now on our second one.
Bottle
it's
two.
Low sugar, so that's really good for your skin.
Good for your skin, yeah.
That relates back to our last episode, so if you missed that, go back, listen to that episode, because we're going to start off right where we left off. Ooh, we're
twins.
Like the same person. I just kind of teased a little bit about my coaching.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's hear more about that. Like, coaching what exactly?
Yeah. So when I was still waxing, I think that every waxer has kind of the same experience. Okay. They go to European, I'm doing quotes right now, European Wax Center.
Okay.
I did not. I went to a different wax place, but it was
okay.
Kind of the same thing.
Like a chain? Okay.
Kind of, yeah. It was a family-owned establishment, and it was great. But that's where I went to learn how to wax.
Right.
And so when I was there, I liked it for like 6 months. And then
right.
After that, I was like, oh my gosh.
Over it.
I'm making like 6 cents.
Dude,
waxing
you're a
this girl.
Driver at that point.
I mean, I could have worked at McDonald's and made more money.
No.
Isn't that sad? I literally thought about it. I thought about working at McDonald's, flipping burgers like little SpongeBob with my squeaky ass boots. No,
when you literally have a trade where you could be making shit tons of money.
And also, like, it's low-key medical stuff. Like,
yeah.
I have to wear gloves and I have to evaluate
the situation.
The situation.
And sometimes blood is present. Like, yeah, it's very medicinal. Yeah, very.
Yeah. So I was like, I am not getting paid enough to do this. And sometimes you just have clients that you are not getting paid enough to deal with.
Oh, God.
So about 6 months in, I was like, okay, I need to not do this anymore. And I stayed for another year. So I started in March. And then by July of the next year, I was like, fuck this. I had hit my point.
Limit.
It was my, like, it was my sister's birthday. And I remember we were all drinking. And I had just worked the longest day ever.
Oh.
And both my sisters. So my other sister flew up
okay.
into town. And my other sister's birthday was happening, and she had all her friends over, and I just missed out on pretty much the whole party.
Oh, my God.
And I came home, and I just had the worst day at work, and I just said, I was like, I am gonna quit. I'm fucking done.
Yeah.
So that was July. And then for the next July, August, September, October, I took the steps to quit.
Right.
I put in my 2 weeks notice, but I actually gave them
three.
Four.
Okay.
Because it's clients. I
yeah.
don't know. I don't know what they want to do with the clients.
Right. You're being
considerate.
Fucking nice.
Yeah. And so October is when I was like, I am fucking done. I have reached my limit. Here's my 2 weeks. Or here's my 4 weeks.
Yes.
They came back at me that same day. So I went to my owner,
mm-hmm.
talked to her. She came back to me that same day and was like, we'll give you a week.
What?
Yeah. And so I was like, okay.
So it worked in your favor.
It did, but I had zero plan. Like, I literally had no plan. And that was November 1st was my last day there. So from July to November, I was like, I'm going to quit my job. What am I going to do? How am I going to do this? I want
right.
to do my own thing. How am I going to do it?
Yeah.
But then from November to January was go time. That was when
nice.
I like focused on my business and
you
made it happen.
Had to. You were like forced
yeah.
to, which is sometimes a blessing.
Yeah. So my like ideal client, not necessarily in the beauty industry or even the waxing mm-hmm. industry, just in any industry who is just fed up with their job
right.
and wants to make a change and can make that happen in
mm-hmm.
6 months. Somebody that's devoted and motivated that wants
craft.
To, yeah, wants to make it happen.
Right.
So if somebody's working an accounting job and wants to open their own accounting
yes.
firm, I can help them.
Yes.
Because I've done it. I've opened two businesses now. The first one was a fucking, I mean, I made it. It
yes.
worked. I sold it and now I'm here.
in a completely new city with nobody you know, with no resources, literally just doing it on a whim, like, yeah. that's pretty fucking impressive.
Yeah.
Just you know.
But I know the steps to take exactly. to make a business.
So
I
it's
know.
Not like you were just blind.
Yeah. The first one was a freaking, like, shot in the dark.
Uh-huh.
And it worked.
Yeah.
And I was
you
like,
learned
okay.
so much from it. I fucking
I learned so yeah. much. But yeah, after that, I was like, okay, I can build a business.
Yes.
What is saying I can't build a business elsewhere? I'm not happy in Colorado anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go elsewhere and do the same fucking thing.
Right.
And I just finished month 3.
Boom.
And it's been great. And so I'm like, okay, I think I know the, I don't know the formula, but I think I'm getting to know the
yes.
formula. And I want to help people that are at that place in their career where they're just so fed up with where they're at. And they want to take the next steps
right.
to make their dream life happen. Sorry about the bus. We are at the bus stop on Magnolia. but yeah, I want to coach entrepreneurs, like future entrepreneurs, because I can,
that.
Because I know what needs to be done.
That is probably perfect for you. You have the personality to do that and to accomplish your own business. You're literally 24 and you're doing this. That's impressive. Like, you know what you want and you go out and you get it. You literally set goals and you accomplish the goals. That's fucking impressive.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you want to know something?
What?
So The Bush, you're hearing it here first, folks. The Bush will be a national franchise.
Yes.
That was my goal. That was my 10-year goal. In 3 years, I want to have 3 locations.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you have 3 locations in 1 state, you can then franchise.
Love that.
So that was my goal. Within the first 5 years, I want to franchise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 1, 2, 3, boom, boom, boom. Franchise.
Very smart.
And then
expand.
Yeah. And then in 10 years, after I've got all of that done and I'm kind of more hands off
mm-hmm.
with The Bush, then I wanted to start business coaching.
Nice.
So I took my 10-year goal and turned it into, like, a 10-week goal.
Which nowadays you can do that. Who says you can't, you know?
Yeah.
Reach for the fucking stars.
For sure. And if you don't, you'll just, like, what is the saying? Reach for the moon and you'll fall into the
into
stars.
Into the stars. Yeah, exactly. Like, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? It might not work exactly how you
exactly.
want it, but you'll still get somewhere.
Exactly. I mean, I see people that are 40, 50, just now going for their
yes.
goals. And
why wait that long?
Exactly. They've lived this whole life. They've mm-hmm. done all their jobs. Say you're stuck in an office for the first 20 years of your career,
right.
and then you finally gain the confidence to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, when you're young, yes, you don't have money. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I have, like, $2 to my
yes.
name. But if I fail,
you really
I can
don't have
just,
anything to lose.
Exactly. I could just pick myself
you
up again.
You have so much endurance. You have so much time.
Yes.
You have vitality.
Exactly.
Like, there's so many reasons to go for it now.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
I don't know where I heard this, but when people grow older, say you're 40
mm-hmm.
and you're still working the same job,
right.
you live in the same place that you've lived in, you bought a house
whole
with
life,
your husband
yeah.
like when you were 25, right?
right?
You got married young, you had kids, you're living in the same house and you're working the same job, and that's your life and you're complacent. And you may not be unhappy,
right?
But you're just stuck in your ways.
Exactly.
And I don't know how your
day-to-day is just a cycle. It's just an endless routine.
Exactly. And when something comes up, it's, like, shocking to
right.
you. It's a huge
setback.
A huge setback. Any sort of change.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, like, older people, not saying that 40 is old whatsoever.
No.
Like, just doing the same thing for 20 years straight, that sets you in your ways, and you are stuck
yes.
to your ways. Whereas if you're younger and you hit a setback, you kind of just, like, bounce back.
Exactly.
And you're like, okay, pivot. Let's do something else.
Yes.
Let's do this. Let's try this. And I think that's the same thing for your personality. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's the same thing for your career.
I love that. Yeah. I totally agree.
Yeah. That's my point.
So are you going to target, is your target audience going to be like younger people or is it going to be everyone?
I think it would be everyone. I think it would be so, I mean, honestly, for me to make this business work, this coaching business mm-hmm. work, I want to feel fulfilled.
Yep.
And the most fulfilled that I would ever feel is if I took somebody that was in their 40s and made them feel so powerful and right. resilient. And
like, that would be huge.
They can do anything. Yeah. Yeah. I want to take somebody that is so stuck in their ways and make them realize that that's not all right. that life has to give for them. Because do you think we were put on this planet to, I already know this answer. Do you think we were put on this planet to work a job that we fucking hate?
Oh God, no. We've all fucking been there. We've all had to work somewhere we never saw ourselves fucking working. And I am blessed every day to do something that I actually like. Like, I walk into work, and I'm sure you feel the same fucking way. I walk into work, and I'm happy just to be there. Yeah. I don't even care what I'm doing that day. I'm just happy to be there.
Yeah.
Like, when you have to come from a part-time job that has nothing to do with your interest, you are just grateful for every day.
Yeah.
And you have so much to offer, I'm sure, to your future clients. Like, that's awesome.
I really hope that I find the people that want to make that change in their life, yeah. you know? Like, I do have so much to offer, and I have so much love to give, yes. and I want to spread the entrepreneurial joy.
Yeah. Which is awesome, because a lot of people gatekeep. Like, a lot of people just gatekeep
I don't
their
like that.
Passions or talents, which I guess is like, okay, whatever. But if you actually have something to share, why not?
Okay, this audio may sound a little different than the last audio. Well, Bailey is no longer here. I'm recording this the next day when I edit this. I decided to split this next episode into two as well. So this is the end of kind of my coaching, intro to my coaching program. And then the next episode, we start talking about clients and the relationships that you form in the beauty industry with your clients. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will talk to you in the next one. Well, Bailey and I will talk to you in the next one. Bye, guys. Have a good rest of your day.